Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Show, isn't it? That was the amateur to All Shook Up. Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And I'm Julia Roofy, back from New Zealand.
Hang on. I just have to have a little pinch. Oh, yes, she's real. She's in the studio.
She's real.
Fantastic. So how long was you away for?
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, although I did do the Christmas show, if you remember.
Yes, yes. And that was pretty late where you were.
Yeah, it was. It was midnight. Yeah, very late.
So we've got great music coming your way, as well as all that. We've got our usual features, such as...
Oh, yeah, we've got a 2 at 22, which today comes from a show that's actually on in London at the moment.
Lyrical Challenge.
We have our Lyrical Challenge, yes, where we'll give you a few lines from a song. Guess the song, guess the show it comes from.
Is it an easy one this week?
If you know the answer, it is.
Also, I've got a quiz for you, Mrs. R. That's coming next.
A quiz? Oh.
Early Sunday morning, Natasha and I lit a candle, looked in the mirror. I see my face, don't be silly. They say you can see your future in the long row of candles, stretching back and back and back into the depths of a mirror. In the dim, confused last square, you'll see a coffin or a man. Everyone sees a man. I see the candle stretching back so far away. I see the mirror. I see a shape in the darkness. Is it him or is it he's lying down? Oh, Sonia, why is he lying down? I'm so frightened. Andre will never come, or something will happen to me before he does.
Sunday morning, time for church.
I suffer more now than before. The theater and Anatole. That man who aroused such terrible feelings, I don't understand. Have I broken faith with Andre? Am I guilty?
After church, Maria left for Prince Volkonsky's.
The rudeness of that man, I'll straighten him out.
That terrible old prince, I can't bear to think of it. I'll shut myself in my room and try on new dresses.
And just after Maria left, there was a knock at the door. Natasha had just turned her head to the glass when she heard a voice that made her flush.
Well, that was Sunday morning from the Great Comet of 1812.
Mm. Where's Natasha and Pierre?
Natasha and...
Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Currently playing at the Donmar Warehouse in London.
Okay, so Natasha, Pierre.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit...
Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Nice, simple, short title.
Yes.
I thought for a minute we were playing something else.
Well, you looked a bit confused.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do the lyrical challenge now.
Right.
And then we're going to ask you the questions afterwards.
Okay.
It's time for this week's lyrical challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So this is the point where we give you a couple of lines from a song. All you've got to do is identify the song and the show that it comes from. Here we go. We take the pressure... and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday.
Ooh. When something's out of rhythm.
Yes, I think I know what it is, but it does definitely change it, doesn't it?
One more time, please.
We take the pressure and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
Thank you.
get in touch, visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Roof Spice, Roof Spice for a shilling. Oh, the view is thrilling. Roof Spice, Roof Spice. Do you want to see what there is to see? Do you want to wear what there is to wear? Do you want a view of the Diamond Jubilee Parade? Then with our aid, go up on the blinking roof, and I will swear as is God's own truth. You can see the route of the old march from here to the Marble Arch. Up there you can see all the Fusiliers, the Coldstream Guards and the Grenadiers. You'll even see the Queen, I mean, as clear as day. But I must say, if you stay on the ground below, though you can stand on your tippy toe, you can try to peek, try to peer. All you'll see is a policeman's rear. On the roof above, you don't have to push, you don't have to shove. From a comfy seat, you can see four blocks, sure, it's like a royal box. To see all there is to see, way up on the roof is a place to be. And what's the total fare? A bob for the chair, and we fly you there for free. Roof Spice, Roof Spice, see the whole parade, miss. Don't you be afraid, miss. Roof Spice, Roof Spice.
Hey, come on, lads. The Irish. Yeah. Hey.
That was Roof Space from Baker Street Musical. Not one I know, so I must go and listen to that. And before that, we heard from the original Broadway cast recording of Hair, Aquarius.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
So we have two Ask the Experts today. We've got one especially for Mrs. R, and it's the New Zealand quiz.
Oh, good grief.
Okay. And the thing is, I'm going to ask you a bit of New Zealand slang, and you've got to tell me what it means and give me an example. God. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, what is chur, C-H-U-R, and give an example for its use?
I do not know. I have no idea. I've never heard anybody use it.
Well, it means sweet, awesome, yeah, good, or cheers.
Chur.
Right. I've never heard anyone use that.
Okay, what is the WOPS, W-O-P-S?
I have no idea.
Did you go to New Zealand?
Yeah, but the WOPS.
It means a place in the middle of nowhere or far from anything.
Okay, I've never heard anyone use that.
That's very good. You've got Neil so far. What is munted, M-U-N-T-E-D, and give an example?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's broken.
I did go there, honest.
That's broken or drunk.
No, I've never heard anybody use that.
Final one, question four. What is she'll be right and give an example? She'll be right and give me an example.
She'll be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way I've heard that in context is she'll be okay.
That's Yeah. One out of four.
Oh. Oh, God.
That's not bad going. Yeah. One out of four. Okay, you ready for the other ones now?
Yep, go on.
Oh, right, yes. Okay.
Okay, question one. Name the musical performer who played these roles: Judy in 9 to 5, Campbell in Bring It On, and Vivian in Pretty Woman. Question number two. In Carousel, which principal couple sing If I Loved You?
Well, that's
Billy and Julie.
Billy and Julie, yeah.
It is, yeah. Billy Bigelow and Julie Jordan. And in question three, in Phantom of the Opera, what is the lot number for the chandelier in pieces?
Lots. It's the very opening of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, need the lot
I
number.
I haven't a clue.
Okay, I'll leave that
number,
with you.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's it.
A chandelier, it's the very beginning, first thing you hear.
If you know what it is and you can help them out, it's musicals@btinternet.com. And Julie would like to apologise to any New Zealand people listening to this
sorry,
programme.
Sorry, Kiwi guys, I'm sorry.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. Can live in a world that we desire. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Gonna make crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire.
Just colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be. A vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make. The brightest colors fill my head.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams. I think of what the world could be. A vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
That is such a good song.
From
The Greatest Showman, A Million Dreams. Now, how come in my head, and I don't know why it's in my head, something's going on about The Greatest Showman? Is it going to be a musical on the stage, or is it going to be a Greatest Showman 2? Does anyone know?
They're making a show of it, aren't they?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are. Yeah,
yeah, they're making a show of it.
Oh, okay. Jolly good then. We're going to play Waterloo Sunset from Choir of Man, but then we're going to have an interview that you did in New Zealand about the Shakespeare Festival.
About the Auckland Shakespeare Festival, yes.
That's coming next. Don't go away.
Review on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I'm here with Mags, and Mags is the director of the Auckland Shakespeare Festival. So, Mags, can you tell us a bit about it? How long has it been going?
Sure. So, Shakespeare in the Park is in its 29th season.
Brilliant.
It's going 29 years. Started off as one Shakespeare show over 2 weeks, and is now developed into two different shows on alternate nights for 4 weeks.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. And how many plays have you not done yet?
there's a few. There's been a few repeats. We've had a couple of the Scottish plays and, you know, the people pleasers. But the two plays that are on this year haven't been done for quite a while.
Yeah.
So we have Richard III, which is being directed by Kath Boniface, and The Taming of the Shrew, which is being directed by me. And what's special about that is that we're the first two female directors to work together in the Shakespeare in the Park season.
And I gather there's a bit of a twist to Taming of the Shrew?
There is a bit of a twist to both plays.
Oh!
So, Cass Richard III is being set in 1940s gangland in England with family, gang families that are fighting it out between each other, as the Outlanks and Yorks did. And I decided to turn Shakespeare on its head completely and have an all-female cast, because Shakespeare had an all-male cast.
They did indeed, yes. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. And where do you get your actors? Is it a standing company every year, or do you audition every time?
So the theatre company that runs the Shakespeare in the Park is Shoreside Theatre Company, and they hold auditions. In fact, they actually auditioned the directors as well.
Really?
So Kath and I had to go through a selection process and were asked if we would do Shakespeare this year. And then we had to have two rounds of auditions. We had almost 100 people come to audition for us of various skills. We've had people in the past who have ended up on TV, professional actors come and have a go because it looks good on their CV to have
Shakespeare.
Especially outside. So between us, this year, we have got 30 people in the two casts.
Fantastic.
And some of those are returnees and some are brand new.
Excellent. Well, I'm actually coming to see The Taming of the Shrew before I leave New Zealand, so I'm really excited about that.
I hope it's to your liking.
I think it will be. And the fact that this is a beautiful open-air auditorium is just going to add to the atmosphere. It's wonderful.
Yes, it's quite magical, especially when it goes dark.
Yes.
And if it's a clear night and you've just got the stars and the lights.
Oh, well, thanks very much indeed, Mags, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
No problem.
Thank you.
So that was over there in New Zealand.
That's right.
Interview.
Yes.
And how far before the show was that interview?
The week before I went to see it.
Okay.
It was actually, it was about 3 days before the festival actually opened.
And did you go to the rehearsal to interview, or was it somewhere else?
No, actually, I went to one of the technicals to interview. They were doing some teching, so...
Okay. So what was the Shakespeare Festival like? I mean, she didn't sound Kiwi, as far as I was concerned.
She's not Kiwi, no. She comes from somewhere up Hereford way, I think.
Oh, okay. Right then.
Yeah.
So
yes,
tell us about the Shakespeare Festival then.
Well, as she says, it's been running for years, and they do two productions a year at that time. And, yeah, it's always two different Shakespeare plays. And they've repeated a few, but it's a very good idea, and it's very, very popular.
Okay, so putting your reviewer's hat on, there it goes. What was it like?
Well, I actually saw both of them in the end, but the Richard III was very good, very good. And The Taming of the Shrew was good because the performers were excellent, but I don't know, doing it with all women...
Mm-hmm.
In the end, I mean, they were very good performers, but they were all quite young, and it ended up making it look a little bit like a school production, a very high standard school production.
Yes.
But, you know, it was like the year 13 production at a girls' school, because
right.
they were all really quite young.
Oh, okay.
It was funny. She got all the humour out of it. She did very well from that point of view, but I think maybe it wasn't a good idea in the end to do it with all women.
But you went, though.
Oh, yes, I went to both, yes, and it was absolutely packed.
Wow.
And it happens in the amphitheatre. So they've built this, like, Roman amphitheatre outside at the back. They've cut into the hill, and it seats quite a lot, actually. It's quite big. But that's where they do it, so it's under the stars. And
So you've got
fabulous.
Some pictures, haven't you, brought back with you?
Yes, I have. I put a couple on the website if anybody wants to look.
So we'll put them on the website, and then we can have the adventures of Mrs. R in New Zealand.
Oh, I'll send a few pictures of some nice water and,
yes,
you know, a few other things as well.
Yes,
yeah, definitely.
But nothing to do with any slang words at all anywhere,
no,
would it?
No.
Trrr.
When I was just a kid, everything I did was to be like him. Under my skin, but like some albatross, I begin to fit in. Look at me, powerless and holding my breath, trying hard to repress what scared him to death. It was never easy to be his type of man. To breathe freely was not in his plan. And the best part of me is what he wouldn't see. I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job, still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done and mirror what was not in me. So I jumped in my dreams and found an escape. Maybe I went to extremes of leather and lace, but the world seemed brighter 6 inches off the ground, and the air seemed lighter. I was profound, and I felt so proud just to live out. I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job, still couldn't be the
make boots.
You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
Run, freedom, run. Freedom, run away. My friends, you have to run, 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 run. Freedom, run away. That freedom sun will shine someday. Till then, you better run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
I'm frightened.
Oh, yes, well, you should be. Freedom is scary. It's a blast of cool wind that burns your face to wake you up.
Literally?
Yes. There's a trickle of sweat.
There's a
dripping in your ear. Still, you gotta run, 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 run. Freedom, run away.
Run, run away.
Now, don't you fret. Never fear. Your freedom's a one, 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 one. Freedom, run away. There's a great big clad belt on your tail.
Run, freedom, run.
And it's put enhancement on your trail.
Run, freedom, run.
Run, freedom, run.
Run, freedom, run. Run, freedom, run.
Freedom, run away.
Freedom, run away. Freedom, run away. My friends, you have to run.
Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
We're going to the country. We got to see the cows. We got to have a real ball in a lovely house. They call it evacuation. They take you to the station.
Tune. We're going to the country from Blitz Explanation.
That's a lovely show.
Yes.
Okay. Who wrote that one?
Lionel Bart.
Ah, Lionel Bart. So I'm curious because whenever I see anything to do with Lionel Bart, he seems to have an exclamation mark. Is that something that he always does?
Yeah, exclamation mark.
Kind
yes,
of his trademark, isn't it, really?
Yes, Blitz.
Oliver.
Twang.
Twang, I think, exclamation mark as well.
Twang was the one that didn't go anywhere, wasn't
it? Yeah, Robin Hood.
Big flop.
Mm.
Yes.
Wasn't someone famous in that that was a bit embarrassing? Or was it just me thinking wrong? God,
I
can hear the cogs turning with you two.
See, I've never actually seen it. I never saw it when it came out, when it first came out, and I've never seen it, so...
Was it during the war when it came out?
No, it was after the war.
Before that, we had You in Town with Run, Freedom, Run, and Not My Father's Son from Kinky Boots.
Wonderful song, that.
It's a good song. Time for our tour at 22 now. Two songs that we mentioned from Hadestown.
Yes, that's right. Ah, well, I think I'm going to let you guess, you know, because it's on in town at the moment. So,
okay,
I'm going to let people guess.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
What are you afraid of?
What?
He's just a boy in love.
Have a drink, why don't you?
No, I've had enough. He loves that girl, Hades.
Well, that's too bad.
He has the kind of love for her that you and I once had.
The girl means nothing to me.
I know, but she means everything to him.
So?
Let her go. Hades, my husband. Hades, my light. Hades, my darkness. If you had heard how he sang tonight, you'd pity poor Orpheus. All of his sorrow won't fit in his chest. It just burns like a fire in the pit of his chest. And his heart is a bird on a spit in his chest. How long, how long?
Just as long as Hades is king. Nothing comes of wishing on stars, and nothing comes of the songs people sing. However sorry they are, give them a piece, they'll take it all. Show them a crack, they'll tear down the wall. Lend them an ear, and the kingdom will fall. The kingdom will fall for a song.
What does he care for the logic of kings? The laws of your underworld. It is only for love that he sings. He sings for the love of a girl.
You and your pity don't fit in my bed. You just burn like a fire in the pit of my bed. And I turn like a bird on a spit in my bed. How long, how long, how long?
How long, just as long as I am your wife. It's true, the earth must die. But then the earth comes back to life, and the sun must go on rising. And how does the sun even fit in the sky? It just burns like a fire in the pit of the sky. And the earth is a bird on a spit in the sky. How long, how long, how long?
You're in the middle of this week's Two at 22.
Mm-hmm.
little songbird. Give me a song. I'm a busy man and I can't stay long. I got clients to call. I got orders to fill. I got walls to build. I got riots to quell. And they're giving me hell back in Hades. Hey, little songbird, cat got your tongue. Always a pity for one so pretty and young. When poverty comes to clip your wings and knock the wind right out of your lungs, ain't nobody sings on empty.
Strange is the call of the strange man.
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, we had two songs from Hadestown, which was...
Yeah, we heard Hey Little Songbird, and then we heard How Long. So, yeah, very good songs.
Good.
Both of them.
Have you seen the show?
Nope.
It's fabulous.
Yeah,
really,
I loved
really
it.
Good, yeah.
I reviewed it. I did the review on it. And
I've got an amusing story about it.
Oh, go on then.
Well, our friend that we all know, John Lynch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was going out with the family. The girls wanted to go somewhere, and he's been listening to the music of Hadestown, loved it, and thought he'd go and see the show. Now, the theatres are very close together, so he's gone into the theatre, sat in his chair. I'm sorry, I'm laughing already because I don't know what's coming. And he sat in his chair and someone came up and said, "You're sitting in my chair." And he goes, "I'm sorry, look, there's my number." And then the usher came over and told him that he was in the wrong theatre. He'd gone next door into 40 Towers.
Oh,
and he thought
dear.
The set was a bit different.
I was going to say 40,000 and Hadestown, you couldn't
There's
get
no
more different.
Comparison whatsoever.
But also, I've noticed, because Stephanie went to see it, I think it was last week or a couple of weeks ago, with her mother, and that outside the ushers call out, "This is the theatre." So obviously people are making
Oh, really?
Going into 40 Towers. Anyway, I thought I'd share that amusing story. John Lynch will be going cringing now.
Sorry, John.
So a reminder of the lyrical challenge, please, Mr. Woodgate.
Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. We take the pressure and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday.
Ahoy, me hearties! Look, there's a ship we could steal.
Let's sneak up and climb aboard. If there's a fight, show no mercy. He will answer to the sword.
We'll raise our flag and be gone before he knows what's going on.
We will be feared by everyone. The pirates of Kensington. Please can you move, 'cause we're playing a game.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
You'll never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow. Say, hey, here's your hat, but a little thing like that couldn't stop me now. I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to, so go on and try.
What do you want? There are better agents.
Not for me.
Even weaker men.
Not for me.
Then what?
You, Herbie. Just help me like you've been helping. Just let me get June's name up in lights so big it'll last my whole life.
Rose, what you expect?
I'll get. And after I get it, I promise I'll marry you. I even promise to keep my promise. Please, Herbie. I don't want to upset anything before the audition tomorrow, including your stomach.
Rose, I love you, but don't count your chickens.
Come dance with me.
I warn you that I'm no Boy Scout.
Relax a while. Come dance with me.
So don't think that I'm easy pickings.
The music's so nice.
Rose, 'cause I just may someday pick up and pack out.
Oh, no, you won't. No, not a chance. No arguments. Shut up and dance.
I'll never get away from you. I could yell until I'm blue. I give in somehow. True. You could say, hey, here's your hat. But a little thing like that wouldn't stop me now.
I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try. Just try.
Rose,
you're gonna see.
Rose,
how you're gonna not at all get away.
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Always get upset when I hear that the second time round, because it means we're coming to the end of the programme. You heard the Pirates of Kensington from Finding Neverland, and now it's time for us to say goodbye and give the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate you getting involved in the programme, and if you want to get involved a bit more, it's musicals@btinternet.com. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge, please.
The answer is, of course, Greece is the word.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.